Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Business on the Edge Extended with Margaret Jackson. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver. We are servicing Bay Area small businesses with business coaching and consulting services with a variety of low-cost small business solution packages, business and training webinars, workshops, seminars, and public speaking. For a free 30-minute on the Edge consultation, call us at 408-357-0951 or email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. We always, always, always like to thank our listeners. I appreciate you for tuning in, you all, you blog talk listeners via archive or live. We appreciate your listenership around the globe. The Business on Edge team here works very hard at bringing you shows that are entertaining, insightful, and challenges your professional growth, thinking and living life with a purpose and passion for your career or business. There's nothing like living life for a legacy. And so hopefully we can generate some thought there. Well, you know, this is our 15-minute promo, our lead-in for my Friday night show with AM 1220 KDOW here in the Bay Area. For those of you that are here in the Bay Area, if you are in the nine Bay Area counties, you can tune in on AM or dial in at AM 1220. If you are not and you are somewhere located on the planet, as long as you're on the planet, you can get us at www.kdow.biz. You can listen live there. You know, on my shows on Friday nights, I like to open with a quote, and I haven't really done that on Blog Talk Radio, but I think I'm going to start doing that because I like, you know, I just like good quotes, and I like things that make me think. And so here's a quote. The function of education is to teach one to think intensively and to think critically. That's one of my favorite words, critically thinking. Intelligence plus character, this is the goal of true education, and that is a quote from Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., and for those that are celebrating Black History Month, I salute you, and those that have achieved different objectives over the years, like Dr. Martin Luther King and many others, we appreciate your sacrifice. So tonight's show, what is it going to be at? Last week, what is it going to be about? Last week, it was really a smorgasbord of things. Tonight, we're going to hone in on crowdfunding versus community funding. We're going to be speaking to, or I am going to be speaking to, a corporate leader, a CEO, who believes that they're kind of going in the direction that they're going to corner the market, really, in community funding. Now, the name of this company is Community Leader Incorporated. And this company actually was launched last year, March 2012, and they have had some significant success. And their products are a crowdfunding platform, but they're going to talk to us a little bit about what those differences are between community funding, crowdfunding, and what the Security Exchange Commission is saying about what's kind of going on in our society with crowdfunding and the legalities that surround it, that maybe not all of it is actually legal. So I'm interested in hearing about, well, does that mean, you know, Kickstarter and Kiva and places like that are Indiegogo and some of the others, 13, I think it was about 13 or so, top crowdfunding resources for those of you that are trying to get non-traditional funding. And if you ever listen to my show on Friday nights, you know, I talk a lot about creative things and creative ways of doing things, the way that businesses are going, the way that workplace is going. We're going to be talking about that in terms of the flexibility, the changes that are happening in the workplace, all of these non-conventional ways of doing business. We're coming so far outside of the box, and I love it. We're on the edge, and how corporate America actually is benefiting from it, and how small businesses can benefit from flexible employees, flexible ways of getting business. Business, it certainly is. You want to be flexible in how to do that. In fact, one of the things that I say is make it easy for people to do business with you. But flexible ways of getting funding is really what I wanted to say. And then rather than that traditional bank, and we know bankers are really, they've really pulled in the purse strings. So we're going to talk a little bit about that again tonight on AM 1220 KDOW. And again, you can listen to the show live at www.kdow.biz. And if you are in the Bay Area, you can tune in any of the 9 Bay Area counties on AM 1220. And again, the show, you can call in. It gets a little radical at times. I am probably, and I've said this, I don't focus on being politically correct. I focus more on just sharing thoughts or information that can kind of generate thought, generate dialogue, generate conversation. It's not always comfortable. It probably frustrates people from time to time, and maybe even ticks a few people off, and that's not my goal. So my goal is let's really talk about what's out there and what's going on. So who knows what will come up. In fact, I'm going to talk about an incident yesterday. I was at this, I'll share a little bit with you, give you a little precursor. I was at this association meeting yesterday, and I happened to be on the board of this association. And I wasn't planning on sharing anything particular with the group. And so we have these monthly meetings that's open to the public, those that are locally here and otherwise that has businesses. And, you know, you just try to kind of network things. And so the president of the association asked whether or not I had anything that I wanted to contribute and for my business, for Business on the Edge. Business on the Edge is also a business, not just a radio show. But and I did, and I began to share, and this is what was interesting. In the room, you know, usually we have city officials there, but this was kind of unusual. We had, you know, representatives from the Assemblyman's office. We had representatives from the council member's office. We had representatives from the senator's office. So what a platform to kind of just say some stuff. And so as I took the liberty to kind of share a little pebble, you know, you get a pebble in your boot or a burr in your saddle, and you know, you want the voices of the little guy to be heard, and we talk about it a lot when there's election times, but what happens in between election to election? And so I was sharing that Business on the Edge is launching in June, 2-day training, the 2-day training for small businesses, and because we have learned, or we're dealing with so many different small businesses, that small, and when I say small businesses, I'm really talking about, because there's different types of small businesses, I'm talking about small businesses that just, you know, the guy that lives next door to you and says, you know what, I am really good at working on computers, so I'm gonna start contracting out, you know, and it starts to grow into something more than just self-employment. But he wants to kind of, or that person who lives next door to you and they got laid off and they're like, I've got to find a job, I can't get one, so I'm gonna start my own business because I'm really good at virtual assisting. And so these are people that really don't have a lot of money oftentimes, and they're just trying to make a living. You know, you have small businesses that, you know, can get funding. Maybe there's investors, maybe there's angel investors, and maybe there's venture capitalists. And those are really hard ways to go because, you know, they want a nice chunk of your company in return. So how do you get going? And what happens is that they're great at IT, or they're great at fixing cars, or they're great at virtual assistant, or they're great at whatever, but they're not great at how to build a company, how to build a fortified foundation. And so this is what I was talking about in the meeting yesterday. And one of the things that just ticks me off, I'm telling you, I just want to pull my hair out when I am working with small businesses. This is the small businesses. It is the city people and officials and from police departments and fire departments and, you know, trying to work with these businesses to say, hey, we're telling this company, the small business, that they should get involved with the community. So they're going to do this monthly community event, and they're going to invite the community out to their location, and they're going to open the doors, and they're going to feed them pizza or whatever, and just kind of get to know the neighborhood. The kids can come out and, you know, if it's a preschool or something, they can come out and play on the whatever, and you can kind of just and open it up to officials for, you know, if they wanna you know, during election time, which is really great. And so we're telling for-profit companies, small businesses, to do things like this. Here's the thing that kicks me off is that we, unless you're a nonprofit, it is like pulling teeth to get the support to small businesses. But here's the deal. Small businesses are paying their taxes. Small businesses are bringing money to the community. Small businesses are hiring more than 60% of the workforce in the United States since like 1995, 1996. And you're telling me you can't come out? And this is not all city officials and all, you know, and even just companies going to put up a flyer at freaking Starbucks, for example, or whatever. And, you know, it's like, no, if it's not a nonprofit, you can't do it. But here's the thing. We want businesses that are for-profit to be profitable. And we clap our hands. Yay. They're the backbone of our country. Yes, why the whole country is freaking standing on their back. Can I say freaking? Standing on their backbone and telling them, build, build, build. You're great, build. So while I was in this meeting yesterday, I shared my discontent with the city officials, and I implored them to go back to their respective city leaders that they were representing and share that maybe we can put something in place that small businesses are scrutinized in a way that would say, you know, this is a good business for us to go out. They're having a city event. They're opening up their doors. They pay their bills, their taxes. They've not defaulted on anything, and they're just trying to make a go of it. And like, because it will hear things like, well, we can't do it because we don't want to favor one business. Why not? We want to make money. You have no problem favoring us when you need to call us and say, hey, can you give into this police athletic fund, or can you help these at-risk kids and take them to, you know, the All-Star game in, you know, at some stadium. And so they do these sorts of things. And so it just fires me up. So I am going to talk about how that all played out, and I've given you a big chunk of that. But, you know, by the time I finished, I was so passionate about what I felt. Not, and let me make this clear, passion is not the same as an angry, you guys know I talk about race, black woman. I don't want to be aligned with that. I'm an angry black woman, although I do get angry from time. You know, like anyone else, I get angry from time to time. And that makes me angry in a professional, intellectual kind of way. And says we need to make some changes. But, again, tonight we're going to talk about community funding, community crowdfunding. And we're going to talk to the CEO of Community Leader, Joseph Barasanzi, who's going to tell us how they are changing the face of this, and they have a little bit of a niche. And again, you can tune in tonight at AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Again, that's AM 1220 KDOW, and you can tune in, listen live online at www.kdow.biz. You can go out and like our Facebook page. We'll have the information out there, facebook.com/businessontheedge. Thank you for tuning in. And again, Blog Talk Radio listeners, I appreciate you. Thank you for participating in this little promo. Hope to have you tune in tonight. Good night.